I get a lot of rosters and stuff from people that are just like, oh, Julie, Katie.
Can I ask you a question?
No last names.
It just found interesting that the name Julie popped in your head.
Yeah, because I've been talking to her.
Again?
No, it's work stuff.
I think it's always been work stuff.
Trust me.
Has she been here?
Yeah, I saw her. Once. She was here with us.
What'd she think of the hot
that
tub?
That one time? Hot tub was
she hasn't been in the hot tub.
Yet.
Hot tubs and birdcage.
Yet.
The Patrick McGovern story.
In a world. At a time. In a place with some things. Some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K, Emily, a couple of special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
What it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out in Sanborn. On the show today, special guest, Topper himself.
Hi.
And Gunther. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Normally I start with hellos, but I'm going to start with a question to you, DJ Jimmy. Jimmy, is that like the third time we've done that intro?
I do believe so.
So the music's playing and I'm looking at Topper, who's laughing at the intro, and I'm like, wait, let me get this straight. You own a league, it's your podcast, and you're hearing the intro for the first time.
I'm on my summer break.
You're on your summer break.
Summer break.
You forego your summer break now, Len.
Yeah, I don't get us. And then I wonder why I'm going to quit every freaking year. Okay, it's making sense.
We have a plan. We always say, let's take a break, we need a break, and I take one, and you never take one.
He used to take one.
It's all starting to make sense. Yeah, like for like 72 hours.
Yeah, and now we do the podcast all the time, so.
Yes.
That might explain why you're near death.
I'm not near death.
You said that earlier.
You do say you're near death all the time.
I don't, well, it, maybe.
And okay. Sometimes you get rushed to the hospital because you're near death.
So no, I'm in the hospital in like 3-4 months. I'm doing good. So,
do they have hospitals out here in Sanborn?
No, they barely have electricity.
You go to an FMC.
That's why Lenny doesn't come out here. To have
first aid kit in Baccio shed.
So Topper, you moved, but you didn't move far away enough for us to not find you again.
Nope.
No, usually I say good evening. Today I'm going to say
good morning.
Good morning.
It's not afternoon yet.
It's 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have no clue when this is going to go up. We're going to probably send it to Topper today. He might get to it in 8 or 9 days because he's busy. Hello, my name is Lenny. DJ Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
I'm
he's here.
I'm hurting today, but I'm doing good.
I think we're all hurting. Public Emily, good morning. Thank you so much for showing up. And
Public Emily?
And Emily. I apologize. I have a feeling you're going to be getting a call from a certain young lady when she sees a video later this afternoon. But
oh, God.
We were talking about a girl in the intro. Let's just hope when she sees the video, she doesn't go apeshit.
Damn it!
She ends up at your house with a baseball bat.
Dynamite drop.
No, it's all good. They're only friends.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
And what I'm alluding to is, ladies and gentlemen, in a minute, you're going, not a minute, but in a couple hours or days, you're going to see a video. It was magical. We are nice enough to talk to Uncle Topper, who actually answered the age-old question, will B's brother be at the wine tournament?
Not B's brother, B's lobster.
B's lobster, my apologies. And as I look to the right, Joe K, what do you think?
What do you mean, what did I think?
I mean, he gave us an answer. Do we want to give it away?
I don't know. We're definitely not giving it away. It's called a teaser, Len. There's right. The tease. Now people got to watch the video.
You have to go to toppersports.com. You have, what's our Facebook thing? Just Topper Sports LLC.
Topper Spilt, yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Something like that.
You got to go on Facebook. You've got to, Emily, we'll do Instagram or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay. Go on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you got to do. But find the video. B's Lobster, he asked Topper for some funds to get Uber to take him to and fro the wine tournament. Topper today responded.
Where's he live anyways?
Now? Janet Drive in Buffalo. I've been there about 6 or 7 times. It's not as far as you think.
It's not.
It's not as far as you think. It's a very nice neighborhood, very quiet. He's right off the 33, so it won't be that bad.
You're going to have to film the Uber ride, though.
Well, obviously. It's funny, if you listen to your own podcast, Creative Kim and Kristen Daniels a couple weeks ago actually put it into their phones. So I guess they have the app. And I think what they were out at $64.50, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, it was about 60, minus tips, so $100.
You don't tip in Uber because it's worked into part of the price.
No, they made it so you can tip now.
Yeah. You can if you want, but like it's not like the driver loses money if you don't tip them, because that's like part of your fee.
Okay, but you got to tip everybody. Have you ever seen My Blue Heaven? Tip everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so I always do, I'm just saying.
All right. Right. And the good news is we're going to have a GoFundMe page. That we can share.
A GoFundMe page.
Yes. Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, we started with a very modest goal. We're going to try to get $1 million. We actually need 100, but we figure we're going to shoot for the stars. Yeah. And I think we did the math, too. Remember, we said 1,000 people. If everybody gives 10 cents, we got $100. So yeah, we can do this.
I mean,
question.
Okay. So say we raise the money.
The $1 million or the $100?
In between, any
okay.
kind of
okay.
Money.
So let's say we raise $65,000.
Got yes. it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go on.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's 100 rides to the wine tournament.
Who is arranging for the Uber rides? Does he have the app or?
Oh, I don't think we're going to give him the money because I want to make sure this goes precisely to his rides to and fro places.
We right, don't want to go to Uncle Wilkie's or Uncle Milky's freaking liquor store and then all of a sudden mad dog.
Well, liquor store
who's
probably.
Making, like, no, who's we'll, making all the arrangements for
I guess we'll have to have like a league-wide elections for the Bees Brother
if we
Uber
only
coordinator.
Had somebody
like something for Valerie.
That was
that's
good
what
at
I was
doing things.
Val too.
That would be a great Val job.
See, Val claims she doesn't want more titles, but she wants a business card, so she's going to need more
well,
titles.
Well, guess what? There's her first title.
Yeah.
So
Bees Brother's Uber Ride coordinator.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can just call it, actually make it even better. So if it's everybody in the league, we can make her executive director of all
transportation?
Uber operations.
That's a big responsibility.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that, we couldn't do that.
But, see, you guys wow. don't
but
negotiate
it sounds
good.
Like she
see?
Needs an assistant.
You guys aren't seeing it. That's
no.
right. But when she says no, then you know what we say. We say, fine, then just take care of Bee's brother. Always got to shoot high. That's what we want for $1 million.
Now, I don't really know how GoFundMe's work, but I hope that we don't have to hit the goal to get the money.
Oh, crap.
No, you don't.
Okay, good.
You sure? So we can just, like, if we get, like Lenny said, more reasonable $65,000, we can just still get that.
I mean, let's not think we can't get the million, because we let's stay positive.
I'm saying if things go poorly, like, okay. You never know what could happen.
We got 2 weeks. I mean, stranger things have happened. We could still hit the million.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we could build a park in his honor, too, I mean, if we get the million.
If people don't want to, like...
I'm going to give the dollar that he wouldn't give me to get a CD.
Don't you have that CD, though?
Awesome.
Later.
You still got it.
Emily, guess what? We are 100th of our way there. We have made 1%.
I'm doing what I can.
Emily, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news.
We're 1 millionth of the way there.
Yeah, we're 1 millionth of the way there.
No, it doesn't count.
We can't
count
tell them we're actually looking for $100. Yes, we're looking for $1 million. But Emily, thank you for your donation.
No problem.
If I give a dollar, you give a dollar, you give a dollar, you give a dollar. That's $5.
Can I borrow a dollar?
If you guys kept that swear jar going, we'd be halfway there.
The really swear jar?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be crazy, though.
That never made it out of the basement.
No, because everybody got sick
of
listening to
never
change
made it out of the basement.
Whoa, people included.
Oh, wait, there might be still a young lady back there. We'll have to check.
No, we checked. We made sure. Okay. Unless she's hidden behind the wooden panel.
And we wonder why the house hasn't sold yet.
The price just went down, though. I saw that.
Did you drop your price already?
Yeah. Oh, we went in too high.
How long have you been on the market?
2 months.
What? How many square feet you have?
1,200.
What are you going in at?
Right now we're at 139.
No. Which shit, good. That's not bad in that neighborhood.
No.
Did you check the comps?
Yes. What do you think, I'm a fucking rookie?
Well, I think he was more worried about your real estate agent.
No, he's good.
I'm just playing.
TD knows what he's doing.
TD.
Huh. Okay.
He's running the triangle offense.
That's interesting.
What's interesting?
I'm just doing the math. No, you'll be all right. That's a nice house.
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah,
and so those of you that don't know, if you want to buy a house,
buy Topper's house.
Buy Topper's house. It's a very lovely neighborhood.
Sorry.
It's got a very interesting basement. People went down there.
You're A-okay.
It's got good bones. You can call Tim Dove?
Tim Dove.
Does he have a phone number?
He does. I don't know it.
Well,
Newman's also a real estate agent.
Way to ruin the moment.
Yeah, I wonder how that's
this
going.
This is Tim Dove's moment to shine.
Yeah. See, once again, Tim Dove getting screwed
Tim
over.
Tim Dove should be on a podcast, shouldn't he?
He really should. Do you think Tim Dove should be on a podcast?
Yeah.
Nice. I think he would have stuff to say, that's for sure.
He would have a lot of stuff to say. Topper, you in on this?
He would be good.
Hey, let me start you with the first question. So we're going to ask you some questions. So there is a rumor circulating around the league that you hit your old intern, Drew.
Yes.
Became your star football player.
Correct.
Now I heard he got big eyes and he's starting his own team.
He is.
Topper looks so
sad.
We
wish him well over in Moe's League.
Oh, he's going to Moe's. Nice.
Oh.
Shut up.
Congratulations, Drew.
We might.
That would be kind of funny, actually.
Well, it's just crazy because Topper just opened registrations and apparently we're full, so he can't get a team in.
We have no room for Drew.
We're already full. Don't put your team in, guys.
For Drew.
Bad news.
It's too bad. Oh, man. I would have liked to have had him in the league.
Yeah, it would have been a good time. I mean, he was a former intern here. You feel like he'd graduate, but
things happen.
Yeah. Stranger things happen. What are you going
to
do?
And getting back to that point, ladies and gentlemen, if you do go to toppersports.com, we have begun registration, correct?
Yes.
Actually, you know, I'll tell you something real quick. Paulie J sent us a text last night. He was actually at the Rose Garden with his lovely wife, Meg, and there were sprinklers that were actually shooting water onto the fields.
Yeah. Wow. And isn't that where they
met? Are we sure it was water, not like they bleach?
Paulie J's awesome. He's a rock star. So what he did was he actually has texted our team. You saw him, didn't you? Like those, were you on that one text chain? So he met his wife, Meg, at football, and he said, you know, he did this cute thing. He said, let's go everywhere we met, like right at the get-go. And so Rose Garden is one of the places, which made me laugh because he sent us a picture. I don't know if you saw it. There were literally two people at the Rose Garden, and him and his wife.
Yep.
So Rose Garden was a little slow yesterday without football.
Why we don't get specials, still beyond me.
I had somebody, actually, Creative Kim asked me that last week.
Everybody asked
why
there
wasn't
I thought specials. Somebody said they were going to start doing something for us.
Because they know we're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
What if we did something like a, I don't know.
Like a protest?
Like we got hippies or something. And maybe
that would never happen.
Oh, my God. What if we got Bee's brother and we got protest signs and, like, megaphones?
I still think we should make him wear those, like, walking signs, like the Eat a Joe signs.
God, yeah, like at the cell phone stores?
Yeah.
We want specials.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's all it's going to say. We want specials. Like, that's it.
And it makes sense because he's a special person, so, like, it works out.
Let's try it different. Jesus. So
what? Could we, you're taking that a different way because you're a bad person.
Could we tie it to the GoFundMe page? So let's say we get 65 grand. We could take like 15 away and put it towards specials.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it doesn't have to
compliments
all go to
Uber. Brother.
Exactly. It doesn't have to go through
But
all
then
through
it's still
Uber
our
rides.
Money.
What are you talking about?
If we pay money to the GoFundMe page, then we use our own money to get drink specials. It's still our money.
It's a win-win. Everybody's winning. But you see, you thought you lost your money. You're actually getting it back, so you're a break-evener. Okay. So you didn't lose your dollar. You broke even on your dollar.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, because you got a pina colada instead of for like $6.75 like it is now. You can get it down to like 4.25.
Who has ever gotten a pina colada at the Rose Garden?
Me.
They don't even have a blender.
Yes, they do. One day, Paul and I asked for every weird fruity drink they could come up with, and we were just drinking. I think we actually drank it together, but we had a good time that night.
Huh. Do you remember this?
$600 later.
I went on a kick years ago where I used to always drink Crown, and one day I decided I didn't like Crown anymore. So at Topper, I'll tell you this. Remember the story with Doug? I go, I think I'm going to just start doing shots of vodka. I go, what do you got? He goes, well, we got 35 kinds. I go, give me a shot of all of them. And one day I drink a shot of every single vodka. Oh. I'm like, okay, I think I found one. It was like a pomegranate Ciroc or something. I'm like, that's the one.
That sounds
he
like
went
exactly
through all the vodka.
I took a shot of everything.
The red berry Ciroc?
Everything they had, I did a shot of just to see
Dragon
which one I'd like.
Or some shit.
Yeah. Stacey Vogelmill's drink. Apparently she thought of it. So
she
claims.
She invented it. Yeah.
She's not here anymore. She's out of town now. So we got our friend Topper. We've got tons of questions. So obviously there's a little bit of angst. You're mad at Drew. Are you going to kick his ass in the wine tournament?
Who, Drew?
Yeah, he's going to be in your division, right?
No. He's in the other one.
Yeah,
he's in the other one.
Oh. Is he going to be quarterback?
I'm not sure what he's going to do. That would be stupid.
He's going to lose to Iberica. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Iberica's going to fuck shit up.
It would be dumb, though, if he played quarterback.
But really? I can picture him doing that.
He won't.
What do you mean? Yeah. He learned from the best.
I understand that.
Like, you taught him what not to do, so he's going to do the opposite.
He knows everything not to do.
Daryl does not know Drew, does he?
No, you're confusing the best. Wow. I'm talking about the best at showing people what they shouldn't be
not
doing.
The GOAT. No. He didn't learn from the GOAT.
Come on,
Lenny.
Catch up here.
Jeez.
God.
And speaking of Daryl, have we heard about Daryl? Like, are they,
they're in the wine tournament.
But I keep hearing all these things. Are they going to stay in three? Are they going to four? Like, what's going on there?
Are they
going
to be escorted to four?
You guys need to escort a couple teams to different divisions.
We're escorting primetime players to D3. That I can assure you, whether they want to go or not, they're
going
to 3.
You need to escort A&A to D3.
They're already
going to 3. Maddie's Why So
going
Serious is going to 3.
Escort the Angels
they
up.
They have a new team
Angels
that signed going up for 3.
Who?
Yeah.
That guy, Mo.
Mo Slate, like, he's playing Who's Your Daddy. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be like a break off of Who's Your Daddy, I'm assuming?
I don't know. He's sent in the team. I mean,
interesting. Who else? Are there any popular names?
Do we have the standings up yet?
No.
Okay, well, we will soon.
I only start doing that when actually teams start paying.
You want to laugh? So, as you know, the Kellers hate Home Tech.
Yes.
They've decided that last night or last the podcast they told us, we're going up to D4. They just want to play Home Tech.
That's it.
They said, we don't care. We're going to D4 because we're going to meet Home Tech. And they want Home Tech in week one. They said, give us Home Tech week one. We want them. That's it.
No, Sherry and I were supposed to ref that rival game.
Yes, we can still get that to happen if that's the case. It'll be later in the day.
We should have a bunch of people ref that game. It'd be just fun.
Like 8 people. Like,
Garbaz would be overseeing operations.
We'll have B's brother be the head ref.
He's got to ref some games this year, right?
I mean, Does he have to?
I was there. He was phenomenal.
I heard, see, because like I heard conflicting reports.
Yeah, you heard from the team that got killed.
Oh.
Of course, the team that got killed, the ref right. sucks.
Yeah. I always tell Lenny, I said, you're going to hear two stories to every game.
Mm-hmm.
The one we always hear is from the team that lost.
Yep. Yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
That's bullshit, because like...
Two people in this league, and Topper will tell you, we'll walk up and I'll see Ron and I'll see Daryl. And the first, we don't even say hello. They'll be like, hey, Len, hey, Topper. We'll be like, did you win or lose? And then Ron K will be like, we won. And then we'll go talk to him.
Yeah.
But when he says we lost, we'll be like, hey, my phone's ringing. Gotta go in the bar.
I think I see B's brother over there.
Yeah, go shoot my insulin. Be right back.
Yes. When Daryl loses, you don't make eye contact. You just keep going.
Yeah, Lenny hasn't been diabetic. The fuck? He's just dealing with I gotta go.
If I gotta fake a seizure, I'll do it.
Been a heroin addict this whole time.
If not, I'm stuck for 53 minutes hearing about how bad the refs were.
So after the D6 championship, you and Ronnie did not cross paths.
Well, Lenny wasn't there. Lenny was still at the championship games. He was too busy letting his team down like he's Bocce.
Really? No.
Exactly. That's what I did.
That was a good plug-in.
That was a good plug-in.
He's been getting better with him.
And you heard the story. We saw B's brother at wrestling.
I did. I thought you guys all actually took him to wrestling.
Oh, goodness, no.
What did it be?
It didn't happen. We only had 5 tickets, unfortunately. Next time we'll get 6.
No,
we won't. If we're allowed back.
Don't even say that. Why would we not be allowed back?
Because security freaking came down. Because you had freaking Joey Bats.
Because Joey Bats. Joey Bats got really drunk.
It was Jimmy,
really quick.
Joseph, myself, and the Battaglia brothers.
Both of us.
All 5 of us went to wrestling.
Joey Bats was using choice words that he was told not to use.
He's out of control. I saw Mikey Paws, too.
Huh.
And B's brother hit us all up, tried to get us give him $5 for a program. And I told you, like, I was
Did
texting.
Did he really hit you up for money?
Yes. He goes, hey, Lenny.
Everybody.
Hey, B's brother. And that wrestling was done. Like, literally, they were packed up and going to Detroit. He goes, I need $5 a program. I'm like, B's brother, they don't have programs anymore. And he goes, well, you know.
And
I'm
like, $10 and I only have 5. Yeah.
But I think I told the story last week. Bobby McConnell from Garan was there, too.
Okay.
And he said, Lenny, you never believe this. I saw B's brother. And I go, he hit me up for $5 for a program.
No.
I'm like, what is happening here? Can we turn him into a panhandler?
No, he was always that way, but you just help him along.
Like, if anything, should we maybe get him, like, Salvation Army, get the bell and the thing, so at least we could work something out?
Like, you're going to say that right now, but you literally just made me make a GoFundMe page to get him $1 million. So I don't even want to hear it from you right now.
Let's say somehow this GoFundMe's brother page takes off, and he does come down with $1 million somehow.
Okay. No, he doesn't get that. There's no way.
We're going to build a park for $500,000. We're going to name it in his honor.
Who's got control of the money?
I think, well, that's what Val's coordinator, I guess. So, no, she's just the ride coordinator. If it gets to a certain point, we got to
I think you're in charge of financial operations.
Yeah, you're going to have to be.
If we get $1 million, we're just going to find better fields and build a bar on them and just do
it. We need $3 million to do that.
Are you sure? Oh, we'll just do it in your backyard.
That would look pretty good back there.
$3 million to build our own fields in a bar.
They will.
If you build it, they will come.
We should definitely build a park or resod the fields or something.
You and I talked about this before. It's funny because you always drive by like open fields sometimes. And you're like, hey, we could totally play football there.
Exactly. I mean, I thought I want to build my house. Like Topper almost
somebody's residential
before he bought
space,
this house, there was a lot that was going to be open next to mine. We would have had 4 acres between the two of us. I'm like, wait a minute. We put our houses in the front, and then we have like 3 acres back there. We could just put football fields up everywhere.
Topper, how far back does your property go here?
Just to that tree line.
Yeah, it's not as far as we want it to be.
People are getting injured in a certain summer league now.
Stop playing.
Tell us more.
Stop playing over broken pipes and glass.
That's what the
field is. Who's running a football league right now?
Someone.
Your buddy.
Who rhymes with Joe.
Somebody that goes the extra mile.
I don't care.
Nice. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Is
Joey Bats roughing there?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
He roughed my game last week.
He was definitely roughing because he was getting text about it during our wrestling event. That's probably why he was swinging.
Joey Bats
so
is the best because, like, literally he'll be like, ah, I hate him. I'm not going to ever do it again. Oh, shit. That's my whole
Joey
thing.
Says,
I got to ref at 10.
But then he'll also Joey also says if he makes him the face of the franchise, he'll just bolt. So.
Brandi Clark, like, sprained her foot or something and she's out for 8 weeks from sports because the field has just like potholes and sewer grates and
where are you playing
heroin needles next to Templeton Landing.
Oh, okay.
That like grass,
it would be like picturesque if it wasn't.
Sounds like it'd be fun.
You think you'd like
Templeton Landing's awesome.
Sometimes though, if you overthrow the football, it lands in Lake Erie, so there's that.
So someone's got to go in.
That's awesome. I don't think that's the worst idea. If you catch touchdowns into the lake, that's super cool.
And then the field probably ranges like 10 feet in height. Like it's like, here's the end zone, and then here's the end zone.
Do you guys all have safety buddies?
We should. I know you have one.
Well, yeah, I always have a safety buddy.
He needs to. It's required by law.
I'm just kind of adamant about that. If I was downtown playing football in that situation, I would have a safety buddy. Especially with the water there, I would have a life vest too, just in case you never know.
playing in a life preserver.
It'd
be great. You just
game.
Call your team Baywatch. It'd be
I told Matt Zabron if they become Baywatch or South Beach again, that they should wear swim trunks and
should wear arm floaties,
the white nose thing, and like flipper or not flippers, water wings.
We could dress up Bee's brother that way and put him in the dunk tank.
You know, funny you bring up Bee's brother. See, I still maintain
we haven't heard about him.
That he's the gift that keeps on giving. Do you know, like in one of our text chains, Baccio claims that he's jumped the shark, and he goes, "Lenny, just stop. Nobody cares anymore."
That's not true at all.
And I, you know what I told him? I said, "Baccio, let me tell you the story about a guy named Mike Baccio." Mike? Yeah, three Michael. Seasons ago, people were sick of him too, and guess what? Did we quit on him? No. We kept moving forward.
I mean, if you watched your championship game, apparently he quit on you.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I think that's rude.
Is he still pursuing that young lady?
No. Nope.
Molly. He's finding a new one somewhere, I'm sure.
Really?
I think so. I don't actually know. I haven't actually talked to him
that
in
sounds,
a couple weeks.
I signed
that
papers.
About
I'm not
right
allowed to talk about
Baccio.
It.
How you consigliori.
Pin drop.
Consigliere.
Consigliere.
I love it.
Damn it, Jelly. This is where, like, the awkward pause where you have one of those awesome, like, Bee's brother poetry readings would be
perfect
right now.
It's not that awkward pause. It's fine. It's fine.
Should we talk about the wine tournament?
Yeah. That's the thing. We're drinking wine at your house at 11:30 in the morning.
And the wineries open up in 15 minutes. So.
Are they close to here?
Are we going on wine? Are we going on an impromptu wine tour, Top?
We could.
Because I thought you were so busy.
Well, the laundry is almost doing itself.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, then I guess wine tour it is.
Well, hinging on these deep thoughts, may we?
Would it be TSO Universe, this your good friends, Bee's brother? Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with Bee's brother.
When I was a kid, my favorite relative was Uncle Caveman. After school, we all go play in his cave, and every once in a while, he would eat one of us. It wasn't until later that I found out that Uncle Caveman was a bear.
I mean, that's not funny. You always have these looks on your face. But that's funny. No, she's confused.
No, she looks like one of those sad
It's one of those, what is wrong with you people? You know, like your mom looks at you and goes, I can't believe you just did that. That was the look. She goes, it's funny. I can't laugh, but what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
No, that's the look you have. No, I know what's wrong with me. I got issues. And I got thousands of dollars of psych bills to prove it. But I'm just saying the look you had on your face.
I think
there was a period in high school where Lenny experimented with acid. So it's all coming back right now. They say like you'll have flashbacks and shit. I'm living that for it.
Couldn't see that, the air quotes did come out.
Yeah,
of the
there was a lot of air quotes just now.
Experimented was like,
you can't spell Lenny without LSD.
Lenny, tell us a story about LSD.
I'm not going to tell any stories about LSD.
Definitely, because he can't remember.
Oh, I could tell you some. I could tell you some. Those are stories for another day.
I can't breathe through my nose because of that.
Those are off the air stories, but I got a funny one. You would laugh.
Okay.
About me and the bishop.
Okay.
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know what you and the bishop did.
Like when you pissed on the cop car while the cops were in the car.
I got arrested at St. Bonaventure for that many years ago. That was pretty funny. Great. You want to talk about becoming a legend at a school in 24 hours? That was me, yeah. You ever hear Screw Your Roommate? College days?
Pardon?
You ever hear Screw Your Roommate?
No.
Okay, so.
Is that a porn site?
No, I went to St. Bonaventure for a little while until I was asked to come home. And they did something called Screw Your Roommate. So, like, you know, you'd be in a dorm. I was in a dorm with my friend, and they did something called Screw Your Roommate Party, where your roommate would pick a date for you, and you would pick a roommate or a date for your roommate, and then you guys would all go to this party and just get hammered, and then whatever happened. So I went. I was Nick Piastrak. I was on a hockey floor with sophomores. I don't know how I ended up in a dorm with sophomores when I was a freshman, but I did. And we did this party. I mean, we literally did almost every drug imaginable, every drink imaginable. And at one point, I was so trashed. I literally urinated outside a bar, and a cop car pulled up, and I pissed on his hood. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and I just got pissed, and I didn't care. I got arrested. I got yelled at by the judge for like 45 minutes. And being drunk is not an excuse, because he's like, well, why did you do what you did? I go, because I was hammered. And they didn't want to hear that. I go, well, then why'd you ask me the question?
Being drunk is not an excuse. Well, I was on a lot of drugs, too.
Yeah, but you want to see the look on a cop's face when you piss on his car and you just don't stop and you keep going? That was really kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
I would have just started laughing about
it. I mean, you laugh about that shit.
I would need a new car.
It was so funny, though. So, yeah, that was my story about.
Why did you get asked to leave?
Because literally, I just was bad.
He's pretty much Tommy Boy.
Okay.
That's exactly okay. it in a nutshell. And that was only the opening weekend.
I probably still could go to St. Bonaventure today, and I probably would walk there, and people would go, oh, my God, he's back, and start waving and go, hey, Lenny, how long? I've
been there years.
I was terrible. I was. Just 24/7 getting into trouble, partying like a crazy rock star, didn't care.
Okay.
And never went to school, ever.
And now you help.
And that continued when you came to Kinesia's for a semester.
It really did for a little while. Did you know what I realized? I don't know if you ever realized this before. I went to school, but I didn't need it for my job. So I'm like, why am I doing this?
Oh,
like,
I didn't just need for it. The experience.
Yeah, my father's like, you got to go to school. I'm like, I really don't need it for what I do. And look at me now. Like, I didn't need to go to school.
You really could have done with driver ed classes.
That I could have done. Yeah. I took the 5-hour course. That was a mistake. I'm not going to lie.
Paid dividend. Yes.
Speaking about the GoFundMe, do you think some of the proceeds from that could go to driver's ed?
I think that counts as transportation. I could still learn a couple things.
Driver's ed costs $500.
Yeah,
so that's fine. We got that.
So Lenny and B's brother can go to driver's ed class together.
Well, that shit's going to be definitely dash cam.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on.
You had our idea, right? Well, you don't listen to the podcast. You probably didn't. What we want to do is we want to change 627 Top to like our own TSL Uber line. So you call and ask for a ride, and then me and B's brother show up or whoever with dashboard cam, and you sign a piece of paper, and we drive you home, but we get the video dashband or cam at the whole time.
Why not?
How funny would that be?
Certain awesome. People would just be sleeping in the backseat.
No, we wouldn't let them. They would have to sign something. Travis. They have to talk. You think you're going to fall asleep with B's brother and me in the car? No way. We wouldn't allow it.
She just fell asleep nestled into Topper not too long ago. What?
Whoa.
Teaser.
Throwing that out there.
We'd make it fun.
No sleep.
We'll throw Joey Batts in the third row. There's no way you're sleeping through that.
No. Nope.
Joey Batts said he would do it. If he isn't roughing for the mile, he said he would make some time for us.
He's probably in negotiations with Game On, too.
August 19th. What is it called? Eveningside?
Eveningside Vineyards.
Yeah.
They're on Lower Mountain Road. I don't know the address right off.
We always forget that part. Jim's got it, though.
Eveningside Vineyards, Lower Mountain Road, in the town of Cambria.
What's the number?
I'm not really sure.
No, not that number.
But 627 TOPP.
It is on the website, and the teams that are playing all have that information. And they will. I got to put the schedule and stuff.
Which is good, because for a little bit there, it didn't look like you were going to sell this thing out.
Look for all the vehicles.
Are you doing a limo again?
Ooh. I mean, I guess we can.
I didn't know.
You came for half the limo ride.
Sick.
What does that mean?
What?
That she came for half a limo ride?
No,
she
was I took the job. Limo there, and I didn't take the limo
then
home.
She got a ride.
Oh, my
home.
Bad.
No, when somebody says
different
sick,
ride. Different ride.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, is that young people slang? I don't understand.
Yeah. What?
Okay, what does sick mean?
Sick, bro. Cool. It's awesome.
Okay.
Radical.
That's sick, bro.
Cowabunga? I don't know.
Because we were learning, Emily and I were learning new words today at breakfast. We learned about mix. We learned about shot.
Yes.
Yes. We were learning all kinds of new words.
We're learning Garbaz
language. Garbaz language.
And I gave her some really awesome tips.
Did you see
tips.
Garbaz is in a commercial for like the Erie County Fair or something like that?
Is awesome? He really fantastic? Yeah.
Those commercials
is
are
he
the
riding
worst.
The carousel? That'd be beautiful.
He's got a family that he's walking around with.
Why didn't we put him in our video? He could have done my job.
Next video.
He's too professional.
Garbaz,
for us.
You're in.
He could do it.
But only, he's got a lot of experience. He was in a music video.
If only he was acting as you. So he needs the visor, the glasses.
He could do it. He could do it.
We'll need to give him Coke so we can talk fast enough.
Exactly. I think that'd be kind of funny.
That would be hilarious, man. Yeah.
If you, video. If you haven't seen it, though,
it would be better if
him
no,
walking around
no.
with his family at the Erie County Fair is absolutely hysterical. So the music comes in, and they're all like, the Erie County Fair, we got hot dogs and things on sticks. And it's like a terrible song, but it's kind of like along those lines. And then he's sitting there with his whole family just walking along.
Dad, I want deep
fried
Oreos.
Let me tell you something, though. It looked good on him. It did.
Do they do that thing where everybody's got to be represented? Like his wife's Oriental and their kid's black, and then like another one's Mongolian or something? Like, you know, like everybody's got to be like represented.
That's good.
Do you ever wonder that when you look at those and pictures, like, okay, everybody's got really.
And they're eating tacos. Is covered.
Yep, you're in Cape Cod. Okay. And there's a Mongolian, an Asian, a black guy.
It's called cultural competency, Lenny.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Is this a break?
That was the dog.
That was Gunther.
Gunther, fuck a fern.
What's up, buddy? Be there August 19th. Are they doing any kind of food trucks of some sort?
Oh, yeah. We have a barbecue place from Lewiston coming down.
Is that the one that we made really mad when Jay-Z may or may not have gone through his tent?
No, this is a completely new barbecue thing. Food's awesome. I went and checked it out.
Sampling.
Who'd you go with?
With the date to be determined later? No.
Who'd you go with?
I can't tell that right
now. No, come on. I want to know. Who was it?
This is deep, deep, deep.
Come on. Do I get to guess?
Come on.
No.
Is
associated with the league. Associated with the league. That's all I gotta say.
Is it someone we know?
Yes.
Associated with the league.
Maybe.
Yes,
but not a player.
Don't. Ooh, Lenny's got it.
Does it begin with B and end in Y? Ooh. Am I right?
Oh.
Was I right?
Yeah, you were. That's why he's chugging his wine now.
Is that
at
a Britney?
The end of the day.
No.
Was I right?
I'm not saying nothing.
Right. You already said it.
I watched The Mentalist. You can't lie to me. Like, you want me to go into your head? I will.
Lenny, go F.
I'll
Mary,
say your name.
Go F. Mary Kill.
Does she have a disdain
go
for pandas?
Go for it. F. Mary Kill. Do it.
What?
Does she have a disdain for pandas?
I don't know. I never asked her that question.
Are we going to do this?
So you guys can't see that Lenny's pointing at his temples really hard.
I know it. I know it. I wish I could write on a piece of paper if I had a pen.
You have a text. You have a phone.
Wait, I'm going to text it to you right now.
There's no pens in Sandborn.
No, just you don't have to send it. Just like show him what you typed.
Because he said he started talking to her again. That makes sense. I'm so good at this game. That's who it had to be. It had to.
I'm waiting. Topper's getting the text. He's looking. He's smiling and giggling like an asshole.
Maybe.
That's a yes. It's sold. Game, set, Lenny.
Telling you. Damn. Hate being in my brain.
Yeah, and most people would, actually, honestly. So
let me find the name of this joint that's...
This joint? Barbecue joint?
Yeah.
That's good.
You guys keep talking.
What else are we going to have? Do we have, like, replacement DJs? Do we have to, like, bring in substitutes?
How can we replace our DJs?
We can't. They're like, substitute level. Like, somebody who's...
Yeah.
It's just going to be Topper's speaker and Gunther stepping on an iPad. Oh, yeah. How are you going to do without a clock today?
I'm going insane.
My goodness.
But my brain's working. I mean, I'm guessing Topper's
closed. It's a Brickyard Pub and Barbecue.
I think that's Ken's place, right?
The food last year was really good, I thought.
Yeah, it was, but Jay-Z
ruined
it.
These guys have a good... the food is really good.
Yes, they do.
I'll be publishing that probably tomorrow, what definitely the menu will be.
We'll get it all over the...
Also, I spread some tents.
I think I got a heat stroke last year.
Yeah. I rented a big tent this year with chairs and tables and stuff. So
are we gonna wrap Jay-Z in bubble wrap?
He said he was playing in the morning, but he's not gonna be there all day to, like, you know, destroy half of Cambria.
I think he said that last
time
too.
It's like Godzilla walking through Japan.
It was good. It was like Rampage. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Not intentionally. He didn't, like, no. I don't think he realized he was doing a path of death.
He definitely was drunk. He definitely fell through the tent pole, and then we went to the winery, just, and he went through the table.
They're lightning rods for that shit. Like, remember at the banquet? He was literally in the hallway talking to us about something, some bad luck that had befell him, and all of a sudden his glass falls right out of his hand and crashes into a wall, and glass flies everywhere. I'm like,
it's almost like you're writing the script.
You couldn't have done that if you tried.
He was dancing on a table.
Really?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, then it feels bad if that's the thing.
Were
don't
you jelly?
The shower. Topper, ever we get showers next year?
Were you jelly?
No. You've got four bathrooms. Now.
I don't need
I'm
that.
I'm probably going to try the raindrop shower. I'm sorry.
Would you dance against Paul Schmidt on
the table? I moved all your
table?
Stuff. I get to.
I mean,
I so want to
shut the door. Yeah,
dance
I'm not going to let
you and Paul Schmidt.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be awesome.
I have manners, sir. Right. I just want to try a raindrop shower. I haven't done it before.
What's that?
And Topper has a raindrop shower up here.
Oh, the thing on the
ceiling? Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, those things are cool.
So I'm going to take a shower for the wine tournament.
Is it by chance a raindrop shower? I don't know. You maybe said it a few times.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's called selling it. So anyway, it's a raindrop shower, and it's spectacular.
Hey, so with the wine tourney, what time is the first game? What time are people getting there?
People should start getting there between 8:30 and 9. Games start exactly at 9.
Allegedly.
You're going to be running a tight ship this year, right?
We always do.
We try to, and then...
We do. Actually, last year we finished before...
We did really well. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and everybody was hammered.
That's the
off
problem.
Wine.
Everyone just drunk for the last
I don't know
hours.
If that's considered a problem, perhaps, because it's sort of the point, but...
No, I guess not. And then, so after the wine tournament, we're going to hit Long Cliff Vineyards for an hour.
Like we did last year. It was so much fun. We sampled a lot of wine last year.
We drank a lot. We drank more wine there in 1 hour than, I think, the whole day.
Now, Eveningside doesn't have a problem with us. We don't ever get too crazy, like... I think they enjoy the fact that we show up.
Yeah, we drink a lot of their wine.
We do, and then occasionally you get, like, bachelorette parties on wine tours coming by, and they're just like, what the hell is going on?
Kristen Daniels said she had one.
Oh, that's right. She said she was going on a wine tour, and they might show up during the game. She wants to run in her dress and catch a touchdown and then leave.
She's going to wear her knee brace.
That'd be amazing.
Wait, she's got a wedding that day?
Or no, like a wine tour for
Stagette. Wine
tour. So they might stop by like that, and we're just like, all right, well, if there's a game going on that I'm a part of, you can just go catch a touchdown. Nobody's going
to
complain.
What do you think about the news?
Which
she wants to mud wrestle Pete's brother.
I do like this idea.
This is probably one of our better ones. And it just,
can we get the league behind this?
Yeah, obviously.
I don't see why not.
I think we're going to fight for the belt.
The belt? Well, we need a belt. We need a couple belts.
I have one.
Jim, you know a belt guy,
kind of
right?
Belt.
A title
Jim's
belt.
Got a belt guy.
Is it awesome?
He does, though, and it's great. The belt for the wine tournament is really awesome, even though it's what, trapped in Tom Hughes' basement or something right now?
Oh, he said he's bringing it to the wine tournament. Heather has it.
That's how it goes, though. I mean, everyone wins it, keeps it for a year.
Yeah.
Keep passing.
What kind of belt do you have?
But when B's brother had it, he brought it.
What kind of belt
do you have? Two. I have one where it's like a white title belt. I got it at Kids R Us.
That's an IC belt. That's the Intercontinental title.
And then I have one. So, Salino Sewer Rats, a lot of them are on my kickball team. Mm-hmm. And my kickball team plays this thing called Logo Ball, where it's beer ball with a four logo. Ugh. And so we would play with a title belt, but we broke it up guys versus guys, girls versus girls, because a guy can jug a four logo a lot quicker than a girl can. So we made Diva Ball, and so I took a title belt and I puff painted it Diva with like rhinestones and
there's
everything.
A Diva's belt.
It's pink.
Oh, nice.
She's just awesome. And it's cool.
So you're the women's champion. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, that sounds pretty awesome.
It's not bad.
Did you use glitter and stuff?
Glitter, puff paint.
We should have her
rhinestones.
Dazzle up our last.
Do you have airbrushes?
Remaining check.
Airbrush.
Yeah, we need
like,
that.
Like, are you going to do an art?
Why don't
like,
we just see
I wrote the word in it like with the puff.
We should just get the other check back.
It says like Diva and in purple, and then it's pink in the background.
Do you have a picture? You're good at art, though. You sent me pictures once. They were really good. Like, you're kind of artistic.
Macaroni art?
No, you're like a good artist. You're good at, like, not as good as me, but you're almost really good.
I was
really
going to say, like, she's got nothing on
you're
you.
And there.
Lenny's watercolor era. It's coming.
Can you imagine if I ever used color, how good I would be?
Beyond.
I don't think the world is ready for that.
Nobody's ready for that.
Yeah, I just try to stay
you
with my pencil
tricks.
You
should have seen Lenny's straw figures.
What?
Back in the day.
You had straw figures?
That's what happens when you do way too many drugs. Yeah, one day, so, I'll tell you a funny story. So, we had a, back in the day, Topper, when he went to Canisius, I think, at the time, he had an apartment, one of those things with three, four guys, it's like this humongous place, and one day we just got shit-faced, and one of his roommates, a good friend of ours to this day, decided he was an artist. Well, this guy wasn't an artist.
He was a terrible artist.
He was
artist.
The worst ever.
He also thought he was a musician, but
yeah,
we'll go down
he
that
he went on these things, so, one day we got, I don't even know what we were on, it was just, we didn't know what was happening, and I come up with this idea that we're gonna like we're gonna litter all his paintings, but we don't want to ride on them because you know artists get a little kind of yeah. So we make straw men and straw and we make straw scenes like they're having sex. One we put like a sailboat on it because it's all blue and putting
no,
pirates
this
in
just
it.
Like one schooner.
We did on eight paintings, eight of them. We it took us 3 hours to do this. It was like the funniest thing ever. And he woke up and then we started hiding them around the house. Well, at one point it got so bad. One of our buddies woke up and he actually got some hairspray and a lighter and we were running chasing each other with straw men and he went and it was a flamethrower and it burned all the straw men and they got destroyed. So
oh my god,
the moral of the story is if you have a friend who's an artist who's not very good, you could easily make straw men, put them on the painting, and
make
that would really make that
scenes.
Person mad. Yeah,
okay, that was a lot to take in.
To take in.
So the wine tournament,
is there anything else to know about the wine tournament? You told me time to be there, we're full, which is exciting.
All right, so we got through Josie can't shower in my house. I got a hose out back for him.
Got a question for you.
Yep.
So you have a team playing in the morning. By points, they wind up taking the entire thing, and they're not there in the afternoon. You have special prizes, gifts, and awards for them. Do they have to be present to win?
I think they have to be present to win the belt.
That's true. But I think
they
people,
leave.
Well, my team's going to win in the morning, and I'll be there in the afternoon with them.
Yeah,
America.
At least one or two people from the team still have to be there.
I'm sure that the people who are going to be there in the morning are going to stay most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like years past, you've always had some of the wine and stuff that might actually be given away to some teams or individual players. I'm not sure if you're doing that again this year.
Yeah, I've always bought it with the intent of giving it away. Sometimes it doesn't happen, and I just drink it all.
That's my boy. Wine topper. What is it? Did they have beer
last
year?
They do. They'll have
beer, right?
Yep.
So like,
so the first year he bought like 10 cases of beer.
Right.
Sold one.
Ugh. Beer or case?
One case of beer.
Okay.
Everyone else just drank wine, and as you know, everyone just buys a bottle of wine and hangs out on the sideline and drinks it all day.
Great.
Sometimes I have three going in my bag.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
How do you?
Dynamite. So then did he stop buying beer and then people started asking for it?
No, I just told him, I said, don't overbuy the beer. Because he was like, can you want to buy 12 cases of beer? I'm like, I don't know what I would do with 12 cases of beer.
So like people can't bring anything?
No, definitely don't sure. bring anything.
Yeah, what would he do with 11
what
cases
if,
of beer?
What if it was like alcoholic Freezy Pops?
Well, I mean.
That's a different thing.
How right? you cool off is on your own.
Fair
did
enough.
You say alcoholic Freezy Pops?
Shh.
because it doesn't work. I can prove it once.
I can tell you that it does.
It does not.
I will bet you all of your money that it does.
It doesn't. I've done it.
I've done it too when it works.
I remember back with a woman whose name I'll never mention again. We actually got hammered one Sunday, and we ended up in her house, and we had Freezy Pops, and we slushed them out.
I'm going to guess the name.
No, there's a different thing.
I'm a mentalist.
You're thinking of it a different way than from how it really
works. We tried to make alcohol Freezy Pops. It didn't work.
Leonard, believe in me.
I do, and it's like
Leonard, believe in me.
I'm telling you, it didn't work. We tried.
Just believe in me.
And I also learned at the hockey game that if you put Sour Patch Kids in with Crown, that doesn't work either.
No, that does not work at all. No.
But we tried it. I wonder why you get rushed to the hospital sometimes.
I don't think he actually
tried.
He just pretends
with Crown
to
and Sour Patch.
Usually I go, oh crap,
and LSD.
Son of a.
Did not go over so well.
So there's that. And then now we're transitioning. The wine tournament will happen, and then next week was supposed to be, the week after that actually, was supposed to be the beginning of football, but it's not happening.
Kudos to us for standing our ground. They need to do a better job at the fields, and Topper was all like, no, we're starting September 9th, and not until the fields are ready.
That's great, and we just told the story about how we had saw somebody at the Rose Garden. I don't remember if that was off air. Was that on air or off air? I don't remember.
We talked about it a minute ago.
Oh, where they actually did sprinklers and
stuff. That'd be the one that has dementia. Yeah, no, he said he was there last night, there were two sprinklers, and they were shooting water, and it was magical.
Good. That's great.
Last time they were shooting, they had sprinklers, they weren't shooting water, and that was the problem.
I might have stopped up there on Thursday night, and they were watering.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is it getting serious? Are you dating her?
Whoa. Leonard.
I went up to check out the field.
Leonard, he doesn't have to date the league. He's married to it.
I went up there for the
Topper's got a girlfriend.
No, he doesn't.
I went up there to check on the fields. Whoever was bartending was bartending.
You can set up our draft date then.
That's awesome.
You're going to be there anyway. I don't see what the
That's why we don't hear from you anymore. Topper, I love Topper to death. I've known him for 29 years. Every time Topper gets a girlfriend, you never hear from him again. That's why you've been like radios. That's why he's busy. It's making sense now. Oh, my God.
Radio super busy.
This is bullshit.
This is all making sense.
Yeah, it kind of wrapped itself up.
No, he hit things on the head yesterday. He's like, I'm going to spend the next 12 weeks with all you.
I'm going to spend the next Saturdays of my foreseeable future with you clowns. I don't want
to
see
one or
you
two
again.
To myself during the summer. That's all I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there it is.
Was that you?
There's the knowing. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sorry, she's
Mom, are you here?
She might be, actually. She's still unpacking
stuff. Yeah.
So register your team. September 9th. We're going to start
football. It's going to be great. There were whispers about potentially having a fall breakfast club. What do you guys think about that?
It's tough in the fall only because of the weather.
It's so cold.
It's cold in the mornings.
Not anymore. You got a bear suit.
Yeah, it's usually
I'm going to wear that to football.
Wet because of the dew.
Right.
So, and it doesn't dry off that fast. So.
All right. Well, that's fair enough then, I guess.
And make sure we're going to make sure you watch your sub rules and get your roster set because we're going to be watching all that.
Yeah, that's absolutely
okay, guys.
What?
Not looking at you, Emily.
Public Emily.
Wow.
Can't even sub down now.
Topper's really angry about the sub stuff too, so you gotta watch.
He looks furious.
Mad.
Yes.
I just don't want, Emily going down the path of Megan who got all upset with us.
I did my three games and that was it. I played by the rules.
After you got yelled at.
I broke the rule 1 week.
You broke it for like four consecutive weeks and then
you
stopped.
There was a rumor you played seven games once.
No.
Are you sure?
The most I ever played on a Saturday in Topper's was four.
Five. We have a podcast where you say you played five games.
She playing?
She used to play in the other league.
She's playing in the Broken Glass League.
No, I played nine games in one day once when I did the Ralph tournaments. Mm-hmm. So three in the morning, three in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then I had two league games in a different league.
Well, they're kind of those are mini games.
What?
A lot of games. Those are mini games when you're putting it in short tourney.
Yeah.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
Wow. So well, it's not going to matter. You're with Topper buddies now, so it won't. You have nothing to worry about.
So Topper, how long ago did you set up registration? Like, earlier in the week,
Tuesday,
something.
I think Tuesday? Last week.
How many teams already signed up?
We'll see the standings.
So we have like maybe six teams signed up right now.
Six teams already. That's not
six.
Bad.
Six.
That good for? We're on our way.
What divisions?
Ironically, three in like D1.
Boo.
You're one of them when you're booing yourself.
No, Lenny's not registered.
We always professionally late.
Lenny's team is not registered yet.
I hope it fills up.
I only get to the registered Lenny's team when I realize, like, oh, we need one more team to make that division even.
That's what it is. Oh, we got seven. Well, we'll just make Lenny's team eight.
Well, usually by now I'm still quitted and I don't like to do football, so.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though.
But they'll go on without me.
Well, that's good. So, if you're listening to this, people, sign up your team. I know that there's a few teams that aren't going to be back this year, and there might be some new teams being formed, allegedly, according to whispers, but
we had one. He emailed me last night. He did not register nor pay today, like he said he was going to.
Well, it is Sunday in his defense.
It's early.
Let's see what happens.
And it's
Monday.
A day of rest.
It is for some of us.
That's exciting. I got all
kinds of fun things I got to do later.
Anything new happening this year for the league? Are we doing any rule changes besides the sub?
Gender rules, gender team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to switch it back to the way it was.
Rude.
No, rude, whatever.
It's not
61-6.
Yeah, it wasn't rude at all.
Wow. You're only going to win 42-12 now, yeah, so don't feel too bad.
That's fine.
Well, I'm growing to love being a safety, so it's cool.
You'll be a great Diamond Dell safety.
I know, I agree. I think it's going to be a match made in heaven.
No, now that you guys wouldn't let the Diamond Dells in the wine tournament.
That is false. They were allowed to be in the wine tournament, and then they took way too long to register. So since nobody did,
we wanted to get 16 teams. That's it's always fun to have more people.
16 teams that don't have people playing on more than one team.
More than one team.
But what happens is because people don't sign up, people get busy in the summer, so it's harder to get people to go. There's a couple teams where people are.
There
doing
were girls
duty.
Though on Maddie's Angels that aren't playing in the wine tournament, but would have come to play on a gender team.
Maddie's got two teams.
Shouldn't have dragged your feet
for all these girls.
What? Why is that?
Matt's got two teams.
Yeah, he's fine. But why would the girls not play on a regular team?
They like their team didn't ask.
No.
Like their
not
team isn't
our problem.
Why don't you have them email us or say, "Hey guys, we're looking for a team."
No, I'm just saying, not that they were like dying to play, but they would have played if we asked them to come.
Yeah, again, you should have signed your team up and set it up instead of just like hung out and not did anything, and therefore somebody took your spot.
And then I'm looking like the bad guy.
I'm already on two teams, so I don't care.
Yeah, certainly exactly. 8 games, so leave her alone.
What team did take that spot? I can't remember.
At the end of the day.
Aberica took that
No,
team.
No, that wasn't that one. There was another one in the
tight ends
last
motion.
Division.
Tight ends
no,
motion.
Tight ends in the top division.
Yeah.
Who's in the one with the Tommy Hughes experience? It was Tommy. It's T-H-E, Cobblestone.
The Brian Ferger experience?
Ferger, and then there was the other team that joined.
Drew's?
No, that was open for a while. I can't remember.
Gordon's?
Forgetting right now. No, that's a
part two. Well, we'll figure it out. So, in closing, at the end of the day, well, at the end of the afternoon, Emily, any final thoughts?
I'm just really warm right now from wearing a certain costume earlier for a while.
That's good. You look at ease. Congratulations.
Look at ease.
I feel like
relax.
My face is a little warm right now.
At the
that
end
might
of
be
the
wine.
That effect.
At the end of the day, Tom, how are you?
I feel good. I'm refreshed.
You do? You look good.
Had a good morning.
You look relaxed.
I'm relaxed.
You look like you're glowing.
I might have a little
What
glow.
Is in this wine, Tumber?
It's called
Oh,
Rufy.
Wait.
It's a Rufy Colada.
I might have given you mine.
Why is everything getting dizzy?
Oh, my God. I can't see.
I can't see anymore. Crap. She's going to wake up in the bear costume again. Oh, son of a...
That's awesome.
Ooh.
No more Topper. Any final thoughts?
No. Yeah. Just, you know, the wine tournament. Sign up for regular season. Let's get going. It's going to be here before we know it.
Basically, yeah. It already is.
DJ Jimmy?
Amazing house you have here.
Thank you.
Really out nice in the sticks. I thought I was going to need my U.S. passport to get up here. Almost did.
Almost.
Great spot, though. Thanks for having me out.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
At the end of the day.
Joe K., what are you saying?
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. It's like it's great being here at the new Topper Sports HQ, if you will. We had some fun today. Like I said, football is basically, I mean, it's kind of back. I mean, it's, what, a month away?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's exciting. Yes. Like Topper said, people, if you're going to play, register your team. Don't wait to the last minute and all that other stuff because then you end up like the Diamond Dells did in wine tournaments and you don't get in your division.
At the end
You
of
don't
the
get
day.
In, period.
Yeah, that too. So get your teams in as soon as you can. That way Topper can set up the league and he can't pull whatever hair he has left out. And therefore, it's getting ready for football good time, guys. Let's do this.
Yeah,
Leonard?
I don't got much. Once again, thank you to Emily and to Jimmy and to Joe and Topper for letting us come to Casa de Topper. Topper's nice seeing you. It is quite obvious by looking at you that love is in the air. Having known you for 29 years, you just look different. You look like you're glowing, and that's good. Hopefully love blossoms. Thanks for listening. Please get on Facebook or toppersports.com. We have something you're going to want to see. So hopefully we will have that up soon, and then you can tell us what you think. Good day.
Get ready for America.
What is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart into a dog. Dog food is just food. Into a...